Theater critic Jaywin Russick has been to see two brand new productions. One is at the Iron Crow Theater and the other is at the Glass Mind Theater in Baltimore. She brings us her reviews of both.
Baltimore's newer small theaters continue to be on the cutting edge. Iron Crow Theater and Glass Mind Theater have mounted two very different world premieres. The more effective of the two, Rich Espy's The Revelation of Bobby Pritchard, offers a shattering look at the consequences of closed minds. Joshua Kunkel's The Dum-Dums, a less developed work, offers an oddly lighthearted science fiction-infused look at the consequences of depression. In Espy's powerful Revelation of Bobby Pritchard, the stark, scary opening scene recurs like the chorus of a song, and time shifts, repeats, and reverberates as memories rise to the surface. Despite a few confusing time shifts, Iron Crow Theater and its artistic director Stephen J. Satta have done a compelling job shepherding and staging this complex play on view at the theater project. The frightening recurring opening scene is the wedding of two women, Marta and Sin, short for Cynthia. It's a wedding at the Southern Church where Marta grew up. Here's how her nephew, played by Sean Kelly, sets the scene for his father.
It's my fault. The shots came from my ultimatum. They're going to have it on Saturday at 1. They'll do it outside, but they want to be inside. No preacher, just to stand at the altar. They need your key. They need a key. I told them I could get them a key. Aunt Marta said she wants yours. That she wants you. There.
The church scene repeats 5 more times. Marta, movingly played by Julie Herber, and Sin, played by Susan Porter, stand facing each other, flanked by 3 others. Shots ring out. Each gunshot summons up flashbacks, primarily to Marta's youth and her close friendship with Bobby Pritchard. As a gay teenager in an intolerant but purportedly religious southern town, Marta tried to pretend to be what she was not, and to convince her gay friend Bobby to do so too. Now, in her dreams, Bobby pushes her to set the record straight and possibly make things easier for kids still growing up there. It turns out attitudes haven't changed much in this town. To the contrary, the town boasts a treatment center to, quote, fix gays. When Marta and Sin become the object of death threats, it only strengthens Marta's resolve.
I already died here 1,000 times. Every time Daddy went on a hellfire tirade, every time Mama caught me alone in my room swaying to Patsy Cline or Dolly Parton, every time Tommy Baxter kissed me and I got through it pretending he was Ella Fortney. I need to do one honest thing.
There are many things to admire in The Revelation of Bobby Pritchard, beginning with its fractured structure, which appears to reflect the many fractured truths in this town. In addition, playwright Espy avoids the easy trap of portraying all small-town Southerners as one-dimensional. Marta's mother, in particular, is a woman of great love and understanding. Sarah Lynn Taylor is exceptional, double-cast as both this warm character and a woman who is her narrow-minded polar opposite. The play's ending is a bit murky, though it is clear in the script. Espy and director Satta may have decided to leave audiences feeling that hatred is pervasive instead of specific. Right now, it's an area, like some of the time shifts, that still needs honing. Even so, The Revelation of Bobby Pritchard is an intriguingly structured play that plumbs the depths of feeling in its characters and its audience. Glass Mind Theater is billing Joshua Kunkel's The Dum-Dums as a fully produced workshop. It's still very much a work in progress. Kunkel is also the author of Milk Milk Lemonade, which was produced by Single Carrot Theater 3 seasons ago. Both plays demonstrate a firm grasp of the way young people see the world. In The Dum-Dums, 3 astronauts are launched into space, but miss their destination and land on the wrong planet.
Captain's log, Megan Schill. First exploration of Tau Ceti F. It's very dark, which, you know, we knew it would be. The terrain is rocky, covered in like a kind of gravel. Gravel and night, as far as the eye can see.
One astronaut begins to hallucinate, and reality becomes intermingled with her favorite reality TV show. These are amusing interludes, as the actors, Liz Gagliardi, Sam Hader, and Ann Turiano, as the captain, makes swift changes from astronauts to spoiled Malibu housewives. But the playwright's note in the program is just about the only clue that these interludes are symptoms of depression. The bleakness of space in a planet of perpetual night are also, presumably, metaphors. At this early stage in its development, however, director Benjamin Kamine's production of The Dum Dums comes across more like kids fooling around than a metaphorical examination of a serious subject. An ending that is too perfunctory doesn't help. Conkle's an interesting, distinctive playwright with a feel for youth and pop culture. But The Dum Dums, which runs less than an hour, needs more fuel to achieve liftoff.
Iron Crow Theater's production of The Revelation of Bobby Pritchard continues at the Theater Project through Saturday. Glass Mind Theater's production of The Dum Dums continues at Gallery 788 in Hamden through April 4th. Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick joins us Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more after a break for the news. Stay with us.